All right, I thought I would do some things related to the Daf Yomi. We're doing Masechet Brachot now. So one Indian that comes up in Daf Yomi is the interruptions one makes in the Birchos Kriya Shema. There's one din when you're Beina Prakim. There's one din, Beina Prakim is between the Brachot of Shema. Let's say I'm between Yotzer Amorot and Ava Rabba. So that's one type of interruption. And then another type of interruption of Be'emtza HaPrakim. If I'm in the middle, then it's more Chamor, what I can interrupt with. But then the Tana Rabbi Yehuda says, so the Mishnah goes through what the breaks are, and the Tana, so the first, the Tana Kama holds that by Yomer, Lamet B'Yavtziv, is Be'na HaPrakim, that between the last paragraph of Shema and the beginning of the next bracha, which is the bracha of Gal Yisrael, which begins in the morning with Emet B'Yatziv, that counts as Beina Prakim. But then the Tana Rabbi Yehuda says, Bein Vayomer Lamet V'Yatziv Lo Yafzik. But the Tana Rabbi Yehuda says, should not interrupt between Vayomer Lamet V'Yatziv. Says Machloket Rishonim, what does the Tana Rabbi Yehuda mean? So some Rishonim want to say, he just means it's not like Beina Prakim, but it's no worse than Emsa Prakim. In other words, so it's not, that's the way the Rambam takes it. In other words, so it's not a din in Beina Prakim between Vayomer, but it's not any worse than Emsa Prakim, not any worse between Vayomer and Emes V'Yatziv. If I interrupt between Shemelokeikam Emes, so that's not worse than interrupting in the middle of the bracha. But then there's a whole bunch of Rishonim who say, no, it is worse. And in Achinami, between Shemelokeikam and Emes, under no circumstances can I interrupt. Okay, so then the Gemara says, what's so special about this? So the Gemara says, "My Tamid Rabbi Yehuda, Dichtiv Hashem Elokim Emet." There's a pasuk in Yirmiyah that Hashem Elokim is in Yiddish sounds better. Emes, he's Emes. So they have these Morot Daf Yomi. They quote from Rav Elia Mizrahi. Each one is a Shem Hashem. Whereas Hashem Yud Kei Vav Kei is a Shem Hashem. That's Midas Rachamim. Elokim, a five-letter Shem Hashem, is Midas Adin, and then Emes is also a Shem Hashem. Like we say, like the Gemara says, Chotam Oshel Kadosh Baruch Hu is Emet. The seal of a Kadosh Baruch Hu is Emes. Means Hashem is Emes, His Torah is Emes, everything is Emes with a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So, and you could say that it's Emes that He's the Midas Adin, Midas Arachimim, but to break up in that group, so we don't want to interrupt. So then another issue that's related comes up. Is that Alpi Zohar? So the Zohar mentions that we have 245 words in Shema, and there are 248 Avarim in a person, and we want, and each letter, each word in Shema corresponds to one person's Aver. In other words, each limb. A person has 248 limbs, and we want every word in Shema to correspond to a limb. So there's only 245 words in Shema, so we're running short, right? So the Mechaber brings down Kriya Shema Yesh Ramah, and it was Matayim Arabim V'Chamesh Tevot. Shema has 245 words. Ukidil Hashlim Ramach, Matayim Arabim Shmona, Canadian Rav Shaladam, V'Saim Shlich Sibur Hashem Elokeichem Emet. So Shlich Sibur says Hashem Elokeichem Emet. V'chozer Ba'omer B'kol Ram Hashem Elokeichem Emet. Then he says again out loud Hashem Elokeichem Emet. So there's a machloket among the poskim. What does that mean exactly? Even though it sounds simple, what does it mean? What does the Shlich Tzibur say? And then how does he continue? So first, the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Sefer Asaram Amarot. The Sefer Asaram Amarot, it's a Sefer from the Ramah Mipano. It was written around 1600. So the Ramah Mipano writes, Shlich Tzibur lo yisayim b'lachash b'tevat emet. He says the Shlich Tzibur, in other words, before he says Hashem Elokeichem Emes, he should say Ani Hashem Elokeichem. That's the way the Asaram Amarot says. He says, Kim shechoz remover koram uzei matzeh cheshbon matayim arbim shmon dimblachi ramad. In other words, if the shlich tzibur is Hashem Elokeichem Emes, so now he's up to 246, and then if he says Hashem Elokeichem Emes, he's up to 249. So the Asaram Amarot says, you don't want to do that. In other words, the Asaram Amarot says, the way you do it, the Shlich Tzibur, you say, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, to himself, say, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, and then when he says out loud, he'll say, Hashem Elokeichem Emet. And then together, that'll be equal to 248. That's what the Asaram Amarot says. But the Mishnah Berurah rings down, Achamina Ka Shulchan Aruch, Sheish Lamar Gamba Pam Rishon Emet, Shalafri Beinehem. So the Mishnah Berurah says, the Minag, though, is like the Shulchan Aruch says, to say both times the Shulchan Sibur, Hashem Elokeichem Emet, the Emet Hasheni Eino Min HaMinyan, El Birchan Emet V'Yetziv Hiv. The second Emet doesn't count for the Cheshbon. So it gets a little dicey with the whole thing. In other words, for the Shulchan Sibur, the second Emet doesn't count for his Cheshbon. For Shulchan Sibur, that Emet is part of the Bracha. But for everybody else who's listening to him, they're going to be able to say those three words, and when they listen to it, it's as if, you know, it's part of their Kriyat Shema. So he says, El Abir Kamehi, a Kain Katab Mahab Pri Megadim. Okay, Vagra Katab Sheikar Ka Asara Mamarot. The Gra says, the Ikar is like the Asara Mamarot. Okay, this is two Shito. Now, he mentions over here, and hopefully we'll have some help from our Sephardi Poskim. He says, now this only works, now according to the Ramah, this only works when you're davening with a tzibur. When I'm davening with a tzibur, there's a shliach tzibur, so I'll hear the shliach tzibur repeat the words. Let's say I'm davening by myself at home. So the Rama, he advises, he brings down a minag. He says, "V'yeshe katfu chol kori kriyat shema b'yachid yomar kel malch ne'eman shema v'gomer ki shlosh tevar elu mashlimin aminin shel ramach v'hu b'makom amein sheish lanot achar baruch ha'bukher b'moyisrael b'yahava v'cheino again." So the Rama says, if you're davening by yourself, you'll add three words before shema, kel malch ne'eman. So he added the three words, and the Ramah says it's Rashi Tevo and Amen. Now it seems like from what the Beis Yosef says that was a minag kadum. That was an old minag that people would do, Kel Malach Ne'eman. It sounds like even with Sibur people would say Kel Malach Ne'eman before they were repeating Hashem Elokeichem Emes at the end. So now he quotes here, the minag of the Ari is that a Yachid also repeats Hashem Elokeichem Emes. In other words, so again, so for plain minag for Ashkenazim, when we're in shul with a tzibur, hopefully we're always in shul with a tzibur, so we listen to the shlis tzibur say Hashem Elokeichem Emes, then we get to 248. When we daven by ourselves privately, then we say Kelach Ne'eman. But the Ari says that even if I'm davening by myself, I won't say Kelach Ne'eman, I'll repeat Hashem Elokeichem Emes, just the same as if I'd be a shlis tzibur in shul. And then he quotes here that's the minag of the Bnei Edot HaMizrach, that our Sephardic friends also, I believe, have that minag. Is that right, Rabbi Shem Tov? Okay, that's why our Sephardic friends do it. Now, he quotes from the Ramban about the Kel Malach Ne'eman, but I guess that's more or less basically it. There's another minag he brings down here. This is again from the Morot HaDaf Yomi. One second. Yeah, he quotes from Rabbi Shimon Duran, who's a grandson of the Rashbates. The Rashbates, Tashbates, is the Rabbi Shimon ben Semach Duran. So he lived around, I think, 1400. And he was in the Balearic Islands and Algiers. So his grandson writes that the person should not say the words Hashem Elokeichem Emes. He should repeat Ani Hashem Elokeichem. This is different. It's a different minhag. Now I'm going to repeat Ani Hashem Elokeichem. And he says that the members of his family would be no way to repeat more than three words. They would say, Liot lachem lelokim ani Hashem Elokeichem. That's the way they would do it in his family, because they didn't want to break up the pasuk in the middle, but since this is a zakef katon, the Eretz Mitzrayim is a zakef katon, so Liot lachem lelokim, that's like a pause, and then I could do that half pasuk. So, okay, but according to our minhag, that we say Nishon Lokechem Emes, so then it's not an issue, the breaking up in the middle of the Pasuk. But, all right, I guess that's basically it. Okay, any questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did? Okay, what's up? Yeah. Right. Wait, you say Amen? Right. Right.
And the Chazal says the last part of Ani Hashem Elokeichem, we say it loud, and then Hashem Elokeichem, and then we say Emet again, and then we say Hashem Elokeichem Emet.
So you're repeating Emet a couple of times.
Yeah.
So let's go back. So is this the way the Sfardim do it? So he says that they say.
We say it to ourselves. Right?
Wait. You say to yourself Ani Hashem Elokeichem Emes. That's once.
Right.
Then what?
And then Chazal says the last paragraph.
Oh, the whole loud, last paragraph out loud.
Am I right about that?
Then you all repeat the word emet?
And then you say, and then we all say,
again? three times.
The second.
All right, I'm not familiar with this minhag, but it's interesting. I don't know how to be miyashiv this with the halachot, but okay. Is that widespread minhag among Sephardim to do it that way? What? It's like three times the MS? All right. Right. Right.
Or you just say to
yourself, oh. Yeah, but why would you say it three times?
It comes out to be three times.
Three times, I don't understand. Okay. Rabbi Chanan Bechachmer, I'll spell Silphi Chum Sol 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 Sol